Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
We're talking about wine danger signs in a restaurant. You go in and there are some things you see that make you concerned. So these come from Food and Wine in their most recent edition. Let's start with danger sign number one.
And let me just preface this by saying, we've all been to a corner tavern, a modest place on the side of the road, some place where we don't really expect to find wine, and we've seen these things. But we're talking about maybe restaurants who are selling themselves as having good wine lists, this and that, and these should raise some eyebrows. So the first warning sign is danger. There are no vintages, regions, or wineries on the list.
And the answer is order beer.
Now, why is this a danger, though? Well, we should say that.
This tells you they don't care about the wine that they are buying, and chances are the wine that they have stays around for a long time, and chances are they don't sell a lot of wine, and they're probably a place that sells either liquor or beer.
We always say the general rule of thumb for white wine is it should be last year's or the year before's vintage. So in 2014, you should be drinking white wine from 2013. And some from 2012, roughly. There are always exceptions. If you see something that looks really old, it could be a mistake. They haven't updated their list, but it might not be. And that just sort of shows that they're not paying attention.
That is my impression. And once again, order something else.
Okay, second danger sign. Your only options are red and white.
The exception to this would be if you're in Europe and you're in like a trattoria and the wine is homemade, you know, basically it's their wine and there is wine on the carafe that's either red or white and it's almost always good. But in this country, I would say that's not a good choice.
And that, again, just means that there's not a lot of attention being paid. Most places in this day and age will say Merlot, Chardonnay, and most wine drinkers across all spectrums of expertise, to put it that way, recognize those varietal names.
And so, spirits or beer, better choices.
Okay, third, and this is one that I see far too often. The wine is stored on top of or under hot lights because heat and light will damage wine. You don't want to see it all piled up there around the fireplace, let's say.
Yeah, this is a very common thing because wine looks nice. It's good decor. That wine is excellent decor. And once again, avoid like the plague and order beer or spirits. Spirits keep forever.
To haunt you.
There you go. So some really nice advice from Food and Wine. And wine is a commitment. You know, it's like a relationship. You got to be in it for the long haul and you got to be serious about it. So I don't know where that came from. But at any rate.
Words to live by.
And now we're done. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.